You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is Friday, the 5th of December, 2003. We've got one of our regular contributors, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and author Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Just talking about Bush Sr. meeting with the Bin Ladens on 9/11. This has been mainstream news, but no one had mentioned it. We had missed it. But the London Guardian and CBC articles are now posted on PrisonPlanet.com. Also, there's been some new 9/11 developments. We'll go back over those. Also, more details of Mexican troops kidnap Texas family. The feds will do absolutely nothing to stop this. This has been going on since November 24th, and we're just now learning about that. Euro at new highs as the dollar plunges further and gold surges. And an incredible article out of the Asia Times about Pentagon documents about martial law and how this ties into all the other articles about martial law, and a dozen die in Russian train blast. There's a bunch of other news, too. This is a jam-packed show today, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go to your calls. In fact, we're going to do that right now. Let's go to Ken in Texas, then Kevin and Moses and others. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Alex. Jesus Christ of Galilee called Herod a fox, and Abraham Foxman of the Jewish ADL, he's a fox, and Vicente Fox of Mexico, he's a fox also. So I guess the moral of the story is never trust a fox. I did see two turkeys on Thanksgiving. One was on the table and one was grandstanding. And I tell you this much, I enjoyed the one on the table much better.
Here's my point. If he'd lie about that turkey, lie about where he was taking the reporters, they'll lie about anything, just like the queen with her fake Nigeria village that they built for her to act like the people like her, complete with actors. It's staged, folks, and it's right out in the open. Paul Watson comments about why the fake turkey behavior with Hillary and Bush, they're both doing it, is so important.
Well, I saw a cartoon, actually, which was quite funny, where Bush was holding the turkey and the speech bubble said, the difference between me and you, and he was talking to the soldiers, is that I take this flak jacket off and go home. But the fact is that, yeah, these things are being staged for not just photo ops. I mean, Shakespeare said that all the world is a stage, and the thing with the Queen was this meeting was staged on a set of a soap opera in Nigeria, with the actors already there, and they actually bust in 70 street traders from two cities away.
And by the way, we're now getting more news on this. It was shown in African TV as if it was real. They showed it on British, and then later, after everyone had seen it, oh, it was a stage. I mean, that's incredible, Paul.
Yeah, and the actual quote out of the Telegraph article today says, as her official car neared the compound, a loudspeaker sounded out, "Market traders, please take your positions. Drummers, thank you." And so the whole thing was carefully crafted. What it tells us, apart from the fact that, yeah, it's obviously a stage photo op, is the fact that, I mean, the elite have intentionally created so much animosity in all these different countries that they dare not even appear in public to talk to the public that they supposedly represent. So
they create this illusion of how much we're loved. Go ahead, Ken, and finish up.
Yeah, one more thing. This blue-collar white male right here was looking for a job the other day, and I happened to look in a newspaper, and the article was anti-Semitism in Europe is an alarming virus. They used the word virus like if it's a sickness. And the article is anti-white male and anti-Arab male. And it seems like in this Judeo New World Order, it's the white male and the Arab male is the negative force in the world. And it's them two that would like them to fight each other so they can have supremacy.
Well, I appreciate the call. I think it's bigger. The globalists play every group against each other. I mean, if it's Africa, they play black tribe against black tribe. If it's England, they play Catholic against Protestant, Protestant against Catholic. But, I mean, certainly, I mean, they're creating divisions every which way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right. 8 minutes and 10 seconds into this second hour of global transmission. It is the 5th of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. We're about to go to Kevin and Moses and others that are patiently holding. And then coming up, just a shotgun plethora of cornucopia of incredible news. We're riding shotgun as our contributor, Paul Watson from the United Kingdom. In fact, let's go to Kevin in Mass right now. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, Alex. I'm up here in near Boston, and in locality news, current news story is Boston snowplow operators are refusing to sign the new contract because it's trying to force them to carry phones with a GPS tracking system. You know, we got to know where our snowplow operators
are.
Yeah,
they make them. They make in Austin. They have GPS, dozens of cameras, face scanning per bus, and with them pointing out of the bus is roving cameras. They're making police do it in many areas of the country. Then, when the enforcers have to do it, well, then they won't have a problem making us do it.
Right.
And that's the point. Police and others need to know. You government workers are always going to enjoy more of the tyranny than we are. Go ahead.
I agree. On a more dire note, on a you know, the future that I'm reading and hearing confirmed somewhat here, is that after this sixth election, where they've got their governors in charge in New York and in Florida and Arnold in California,
their touchscreen systems in place.
Yep. After that happens, there's going to be another larger fake attack on American citizens again, probably maybe bio, it looks like. Then they can bring in the martial law, like they predicted in the Cigar Aficionado with Tommy Franks and elsewhere. Then we can have conscription, because simultaneously, as they've written back, they're going to simultaneously attack Syria, Iran, and North Korea. And how do they keep China out of it? Well, they'll let China take over Taiwan.
Now, exactly. It'll be just like with the Soviet Union, where they grab Eastern Europe and the globalists on this side grab other areas of the globe. I couldn't disagree with you. That looks like the battle plan right now. We can stop them by exposing it. Paul Watson comments.
GPS tracking systems. I mean, you can go and look at the European Commission's own public documents, and that's the executive arm of the EU, where they state that the GPS tracking device is going to be initiated pan-Europe-wide, and then it's going to be rolled over into a global system, and they're publicly proposing that at the moment.
And they're publicly, 4 years ago, I had the federal documents, now major states are announcing a federal plan that shares local, state, and federal with the international bodies. All the new cars for the last eight years, have GPS tracker plug-ins in them for the $25 unit. We're on the edge of this happening. How many years did I warn you? Now you've seen it in the newspaper.
Well, I was hoping I could quote, or at least try to paraphrase, the assassinated patriot William Cooper. I heard on a 1993 interview, in a response to a question of the radio that he was interviewer that was on with him, you know, aren't you afraid to speak out if what you say is true? Now, mind you, this man has already lost a leg in a car crash caused by being run off the road in an attempt on his life. And he answered, why don't you ask if the soldiers dying in the Gulf War, and that was Gulf War I, are afraid? No, I'll face death in defense of freedom.
William Cooper was highly decorated gunboat captain fighting the Vietnamese commies, so he wasn't a coward. And people say to me, aren't you worried? And frankly, folks, I have no doubt I'm going to be killed by him. It could be next week, it could be 5 years from now. I mean, it's an honor to fight against tyranny, to stand up against pure evil. I mean, I wouldn't go fight in Iraq because that's a joke. That's a fraud for them. But to defend my country and my family, it's not a question. Again, I use this analogy. If across the street, five thugs with knives and guns were attacking an old lady, I know, if I didn't even have weapons, I would go up and try to disarm one and kill the others. I would fight them. My instinct is to fight thugs and fight scum. And that's how men were in the past, folks. Our forefathers had incredible courage, whether it was on sailing ships or, in faraway lands, regardless of what color we are. Men were men. Women were women. You know, this is how it operated. I am not a castrated coward. And I know I can end up in the Ministry of Love someday with an O'Brien hanging over me. And they may be able to torture me enough to where I cry and say I love Big Brother. But the point is, I stood up and I fought, and we have this freedom, we have this bounty, we have this liberty, because countless hundreds of thousands and millions of people died in defense of humanity. And I'm part of that stream of history. And I'm part of that, like the old Norse saying says, cattle die and kinsmen die, and so one will die oneself. But there's one thing I know that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. Paul Watson comments to that.
Well, I mean, it's like this Canadian lawyer that we've been talking about. He received death threats. What's the first thing he did? He came out and gave a public conference saying, I've been receiving death threats. That gives him a layer of protection immediately. So, I mean, that's the best way to go about it.
If the Lord and Jesus Christ is with you, who can be against you? And we may go down, but you got to ask the listeners, in these times of peril, will you deny Christ, or will you give thanks to the all-powerful living spirit of the one true God, that we have the knowledge of what's going on, to be able to stand up and to praise him? In their time, it's their time that's coming to an end.
Well, amen to that, and thanks for the call. Before we go to Moses, let me just say one more point on this. When everybody cowers like jellyfish, you ensure maximum tyranny, maximum oppression and repression. When a cadre of people stand up and say, no, we're not going along with it, that holds it back, that resists it. And so it's better for all of us, and I have a ingrained duty to defend the weak. I have an ingrained duty to stand up against this. And, you know, I'll tell you right now what Paul said's right. When you speak out, when you're up front, when you resist the globalists, they are more apt not to kill you. Plus, they're busy killing so many people in other countries right now, taking over 160 countries, that they don't even have the forces to do it. It's easy to get their killers, their general killer, to go out and kill, you know, foreigners and just say, oh, this guy's a terrorist. It's harder for them. They've got a smaller cadre of killers that'll kill anybody. But it's not hard to fight the globalists when you realize that their favorite group that gets all the big defense contracts for security overseas, DynCorp, has been caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. We're fighting people that kidnap children, folks. Now, if you won't stand up against kidnappers and murderers of children who ship them into horrible death and control, into nightmares you can't imagine, if you won't stand up for those little ones, you aren't even a human being. You are a wicked piece of trash, a cowardly piece of filth. And for the yuppies out there that make excuses and deny what I'm saying and want to block this out, you know, you're the worst type of trash. Paul Watson comments.
Well, talking about standing up, I mean, we can take the Winston Churchill quote, which, I mean, you've mentioned many times. If you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. There may even be a worst case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it is better to perish than to live as slaves, and that's exactly what we're trying to underline here.
And we're at the point of precariousness right now. And if it goes into absolute annihilation, where we don't have a chance, I will bite their ankles on the way down. I mean, it's that simple. Moses in Texas. Moses, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, brothers. You know that commercial you have when George Herbert Walker Bush, Poppy Bush, when he announced September 11th, 1990 to the Congress, a new world order can emerge as soon as Clinton sets up the framework and my son inherits it and leads the glorious march to the empire of death, to Armageddon. See, these guys, their weapons are carnal, like this General Boykin, this guy prancing around in his outfit in the churches saying we're going to kill for Jesus. You know, look.
By the way, he has, I guess, been doing some killing. He ran the Waco operation, and he says that George Bush is a prophet of Jesus Christ,
yep,
and that Christ is speaking through them. And at that same church, Bush had King of Kings, Lord of Lords behind him with no cross, no Jesus, no nothing. And again, another photo op, and they're saying Bush is basically God's
yep,
creature.
Yep, total deception. Hey, I've got two articles for you. One I can't find. It's from this week from the San Antonio paper about the Canadian, the guy who emigrated to Canada, the top Iraqi nuclear scientist, that he wrote that book. It was just out a few days ago about he's the one that came out before the war started across the Euphrates, you know, Revelation 16, God says, before you go to Armageddon, I'm going to loose the four angels, the quartet, which is peace plan to the Armageddon. God's going to loose them at the river Euphrates. But anyways, this Iraqi scientist, it was in the paper about how the whole thing was a fraud and how Bush lied and everything. But I've got the paper here from November 17th, the San Antonio paper, Inmates Watch for Terror Ties, Dateline Austin, says the Texan prison officials are monitoring inmates at the prisons. It says they took a secretive program, grew out of a videotape that they did out of this out of California, this message to the oppressed of this imam so-and-so, because, listen to this, because he suggested that Al-Qaeda terrorists were not responsible for September 11th, 2000 terrorist attacks, and instead blamed the Illuminati, ooh, skull and bones, international bankers, Zionism, it's all of them. Sharon's an atheist like Bush. Fascism, imperialism, even the military-industrial complex, the American statesman reported. This is a war against Islam and Muslims, he said, of the U.S. response after the attacks. Prison officials seized the tape after a Muslim coordinator questioned its political content and alerted the warden. We know that inmates are particularly vulnerable to recruitment by terrorists, and we must guard against the spread of terrorism and extremist ideologies. Whoa!
Notice they link terrorism with ideologies.
Right.
And thanks for the call.
The truth is our weapon.
Gotta let you go. We gotta go to a break now. Thank you. We'll be back and we'll take more calls and get into more news. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. More on Mexican troops kidnap Texas family. The feds will do nothing to help them.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to shift gears back into news here for about 15 minutes or so. Then we'll go back to your calls. If you have any questions or comments, we'll get to those that are holding or those who would like to call in on this live Friday edition. 1-800-259-9231. Paul Watson is my webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com. He writes a lot of original analysis and news articles and is the author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Paul, I want to get your take on some of the articles that we've mentioned, but that we have not yet detailed here today. We've talked a lot about this. I remember 2 years ago predicting that gold would be above 400. I remember predicting that when the euro came out within a year, it would surpass the dollar to about 115. I was wrong. It's gone to about 123 now, even above that. Euro at new dollar high as ECB holds rates, Financial Times of London. The euro hit another new lifetime high against the U.S. dollar on Thursday after the European Central Bank left interest rates on hold, apparently shrugging aside rising concerns about the impact of the currency strength on the eurozone's recovery prospects, because they say it's going to destroy the U.S. economy. But our news says it's great. The ECB's decision was widely expected by the markets despite the euro's rise after senior European bankers this week suggested a change in policy was very unlikely. Gold's been at about $403, $404. In fact, Mark, look that up for me and tell me, if you will, what gold's at right now. Following the decision, the euro hit its fifth lifetime high as in many days. And Paul Watson, comments about this situation.
Well, we got live markets on PrismPlanet.com right now. Gold's listed at 405.2.
Now it's at 405.2. Wow.
And,
well, let me see. My gold's just gone up in value on a $300 coin I bought. Now I'll get $405.
And we've kind of got two factions going on with this euro-dollar battle. Obviously, one of the major reasons for the invasion of Iraq was the fact that Saddam Hussein chose to exchange dollars for euros, and the same case was with Venezuela, which is why the CIA tried to overthrow Chavez. But
by the way, Greg Palace said 4 days before the coup that there's about to be a coup, and then they tried the coup. Remember that?
Yeah, and then on the flip side of the coin, we got this article, Soros speculating against the dollar, along with Warren Buffett. So, I mean, speculating against the dollar isn't a forecast, because he pulls the strings. Basically, that means that there is going to be a crash, because he's right at the top of the ladder. He's the head on the Hydra. So there
gonna is going be a to crash. Be... The euro a year and a half ago was at 90 cents to the dollar. Now it's over 122. Gonna be a. I mean, look, people don't know because they're going. Economic numbers are great. They're using the factory numbers from U.S. factories overseas, saying we've had an increased factory output. It's total smoke and mirrors.
Well, yeah, and you were talking about earlier this week how the fact that everyone's running around saying that the stock market's going up while the dollar's being devalued, so it takes more dollars to buy stock. So again, that whole thing is staged.
So let me see. The dollar's down by 30%+. The stock market's up by 6%. What's that mean, Paul?
Well, it means obviously that this thing, I mean, people say, oh, we're in the middle of a recovery. Well, you just take the long-term perspective, follow the line, which, you know, from 2-3 years ago, and it's a complete downturn.
Well, I know at all the shopping centers around here, strip malls, restaurants, you couldn't find a parking space 2-3 years ago. Now you walk into a store, it's a ghost town. And I'm not trying to be negative, folks. I just... Look, all we had left was the fiat currency. That's what we could buy all the slave goods. We had the world money that people accepted. And when it's fiat, it can lose value overnight. And now we're losing that, and it's horrible. It's terrible for our economy. The little bit of money I've got in the bank, cash money, has gone down in value by 30%. And, oops, the gold I've got has gone up by over 30%. So the exact equation we discussed has now happened. You know what, though? Gold may go down next week or next month, but I'm not dumping my gold, Paul. What do you think of that decision?
Well, it's a good decision, and we also have to remember that part of this stage, that economic collapse, is to eventually completely obliterate the dollar, to be merged into this world currency, which, of course, is basically halfway completed with the euro, and so that's another agenda that they will create this Pan-American Union currency.
With the Amerodollar. Oh, and people will laugh at us until they issue it in 3 years.
Well, it's like people were laughing at us for saying that the money was about to change color when the Federal Reserve had the press release on their own website for 2 years stating that that would happen, and then it comes out in the news.
Absolutely. We've got other news when we get back. I want to talk about what CPS is up to, the latest bombing in Moscow. A lot of key stuff. You do not want to miss it. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
We rode a blazing saddle.
Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight Central in the evening, 11 to 2 during the day Central. Lady getting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890. And, of course, the websites, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes, folks, after we cover some more of this news. But I do want to tell first-time callers or people that disagree with me. I've been getting really good at not yelling at folks that disagree. I've actually, if you disagree with something I've said, or, you know, I'm not right-wing enough, or I'm not, you know, you don't agree with about the future of the New World Order, or if you agree or you have a question or a comment or a question about PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson can answer that. Questions about 9/11, any of these issues, the Mexican troops kidnapping American citizens, coming over into our country and doing it, and the FBI doing nothing. These are just some of the issues we're discussing. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, there's a lot of different key news here I want to cover, but Watson, let me get your take on this stuff. Powell asked for NATO help in Iraq. Now, we know they've already said they're going to bring in NATO and the UN. Javier Solano said that. So this is, we said this before the war, the good cop, bad cop stuff. We're the bad guys. They come in as the saviors. Reuters report, Secretary of State Colin Powell urged NATO to take a more prominent role in post-war Iraq on Thursday, days after a dozen people allied to the United States were killed in attacks throughout the country. Powell's call came for help as the bodies of two Japanese diplomats killed last weekend while on their way to a reconstruction conference in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit arrived in Japan for burial. Also continuing, BBC. Well, let's get your comment on that, Paul.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons why they're having to bring NATO and the UN is the fact that the soldiers over there in Iraq are complaining bitterly about the fact that, I mean, basically, they don't know when they're coming home. Some have said, you know, June next year. Some are speculating.
And they told them, promise you, once we get to Baghdad, you get to go home.
Yeah, now, I mean, top officials saying that they could be there for 10 years or more. And this comes on the back of, I mean, we talked about the news memos earlier this week where it was speculated that there was going to be some sort of a troop mutiny around Christmas. And again, we've preempted the news because yesterday the article came out of Kyodo, which is Japan's official news agency, and it said, quote, 1,700 U.S. soldiers have deserted their post in Iraq, with many of them failing to return to military duty after getting permission to go back to the United States.
And I found Japanese reports to be very accurate compared to our media. Also, a French magazine is saying that.
Yeah, it says, citing a senior French official posted in Washington, the magazine also said that 7,000 U.S. soldiers have left Iraq allegedly due to psychological troubles and other illnesses. So if this develops, we could see some kind of larger mutiny. It's another example of how, essentially, we're ahead of the news reporting it, because we talked about this on Tuesday, and now it's happening.
And there's a new news memo leaked out that we covered 2 days ago. Been very accurate in the past, saying that the news media says the government is making preparations for martial law and to create reports about it, desensitizing us to how wonderful it is.
Yeah, that's obviously on the back of the Tommy Franks public statements in Cigar Aficionado, the fact that they're getting ready to stage an attack. It said the pro-Bush terrorist faction would stage an attack after the election, and then this march they've been discussing in depth would come into full force.
All right, here's another one. Dozens die in Russian train blast. An explosion has ripped through a crowded commuter train near Chechnya in Russia, killing at least 36 people. Blast derailed the train full of students and workers between the towns of, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, Vody and Kilodosky. FSB security agency has found the body of a suicide bomber near a bag which may have held the explosives, Russian news agency ITAR-TASS reported. Oh, he wasn't blown up, huh? It was FSB's been caught blowing up stuff before, Paul.
Well, yeah, and I've posted a link to the assassination of Russia video, which we got posted on prisonplanet.com. In September 99, and basically the month following that, a series of explosions took place in Russian apartment buildings, which gave Putin the pretext to launch a war on the Chechens and create a police state at home. And it turned out that the FSB, the former KGB, were actually caught substituting the dummy explosives for real explosives, hexogen, and they were caught but allowed to leave the country by...
Yeah, Moscow security. Police caught them. FSB members have gone public about this, and we've got... Don't we have a whole section on Prison Planet about that, all mainstream news articles?
Yeah, there's a section in the 9/11 archive. It's, you know, examples of the Hegelian dialectic, so there's a bunch of articles in that section as well. And then anyone that tries to blow the whistle on this, like Berezovsky, I mean, they're trying to deport him every week because he's back in London now. Any journalist that reports on this in Russia is strangely gunned down on the street in the weeks following, so we know that there's a massive cover-up going on there.
Absolutely. Also, the U.S. military, a creeping civilian mission out of the Asia Times, this on the heels of the L.A. Times, American Armed Forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles, L.A. Times, with General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, admitting all this for our safety, of course. Here's the new article, Asia Times. It seems the United States military coup of 2012 has arrived 10 years early. Well, okay, not the full-fledged classic coup, but a general on a horseback, but as they say, close enough for government work. First, more about the coup in 92. A then little known deputy staff judge advocate lieutenant colonel by the name of Charles J. Dunlap Jr. published an article titled The Origins of the American Military Coup of 2012, number one in the U.S. Army War College's Military Journal, Parameters in a Plot that was a cross between Arthur Kessler's Darkness at Noon and the movie The Siege. He depicted an America in which a military coup had taken place in the year 2012. A General Thomas E. Brutus, Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces of the United States, occupies the White House and permanent military system. A senior retired officer of the military is one of those arrested, having been convicted by court-martial for opposing the coup. Prior to his execution, he discusses the origins of the coup, argued that it was the outgrowth of trends visible as far back as 92. These trends were the massive diversion of military forces to civilian use, the monolithic unification of the armed forces, and the system of military community, the insularity of the military community. While Dunlap, now Brigadier General of the Air Combat Command, has not weighed in on this recently, the last two trends have been evident for many years. The Goldwater-Nichols reforms passed by Congress in the 80s greatly strengthened jointness among the traditionally separate armed forces and increasingly conservative and Republican nature of the armed forces. That's not true. It's neocon, which is well documented by journalists and academics. It's a long article. It gets into getting rid of posse comitatus and the urban warfare training and the counter-drug operations and Paul comments.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the major way that this is being shifted in via the so-called war on drugs. We had the article last December, I think it was, out of the Register Guard out of Oregon, where the a neighborhood was basically laid siege to with tanks, soldiers, etc. They pulled everybody out of the houses. Some were forced to stand naked in the streets. Obviously, no drugs were found, and it was a complete setup. And so, on top of that, we got pilotless planes, drones, the military, Global Hawk, flying routinely in civilian airspace, is what the New Scientist article told us. We've got U.S. and Canadian troops joining together in packs in case of emergency, according to the BBC. And then we've got, even up in Scotland, we had Ukrainian NATO troops setting up checkpoints out there. So all these different facets being rolled into this military occupation.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Ethan in California. Ethan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Fine. Do me a favor and turn your radio or whatever that is off.
Oh, I apologize, sir. I have my speaker
on. Put him on hold. Or he may have a speakerphone on or something. It's kind of incoherent. We'll go back to Ethan now. Ethan, do you have it fixed? Oh, he disconnected himself. Well, we'll go to calls here in a few minutes. But I do have to tell folks that just when you call in, turn your radio off. Or he may have had a bad phone. If you can get back in, Ethan, we'll go to you first. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, look, Paul, how you just threw out that article out of the BBC. It was also in the Scotsman a few months ago. Families in rural northern Scotland have foreign East Bloc troops jerking them out of their cars, shoving them around. And this is happening here. This has happened here hundreds of times. And it's all getting us prepared for it. Did we ever find out what developed out of that in Scotland?
No, basically there were a few complaints and there was an apology made, and basically that was the end of it. But I mean, we've also reported on these situations in the past where you have military training exercises where the police believe that, you know, it's a real situation and not some kind of scripted setup, and they go in and try to apprehend these people, and police officers have been shot and killed in the past trying to stop these things going on, thinking that they were real events when in fact they were just military drills to desensitize people. So we got people dying for this sort of thing all over America.
Yeah, we've had police, we've had troops die, we've had them in 98 fire bullets into Miami restaurant, Delta Force blow up buildings in 99 all over South Texas, terrorizing people, Czech Republic troops running around screaming. There's video of this in Police State 2000, and police chief speaking out, sheriff speaking out, police chiefs admitting foreign troops, video of it happening. But again, we're weirdos, Paul, for talking about it, because they told us through social taboos that black helicopter is a code word for insanity.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the major line, that anyone who talks about New World Order is a terrorist. We had the Harvard Symposium a few months ago, which said the very same thing. And then we've got, obviously, as we've talked about, all these movies and sitcoms, which portray gun owners and people who are fighting the government, fighting a world government, as terrorists, and we've had that in Threat Matrix and 24 and all these other shows.
And then all these new video games, Deus Ex and the rest of it. Cliff in Colorado. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
One thing we can learn is from history and what Hitler did in the 30s, besides set up martial law and gun confiscation, along with the gossip laws of 1936. One thing he did was called Operation Can Opener. And when he invaded Poland, the German citizenry did not appreciate him going into Poland, and they put up massive protests. Well, what he did is he took political prisoners from concentration camps, drugged them, dressed them up in German uniforms, and put them up in, like, radio stations or small businesses or farms and ranches. And then he'd have his SS men dressed up as Polish soldiers, and he'd come in there and annihilate the people.
Well, sir, I mean, this is even on the Discovery and History Channel, but let me give you what actually happened, okay? And there were many events of this, but 2 days before they invaded, they went into a real German radio station, radio post, killed all the members of it, and then put that on the news. And
right.
So I don't know, Operation Can Opener, I'm not sure on the particulars. Maybe Paul can enlighten me if I'm off target on this. Paul?
Well, I'm not sure about that particular one, but I know we've got articles which came out recently which talked about how the U.S. raid operations in Iraq were being named after Nazi operations, Operation Iron Hammer. I've got a Reuters article which says the U.S. military's code name for a crackdown on resistance in Iraq was also used by the Nazis for an aborted operation to damage the Soviet power grid during World War II. So they're taking all these Nazi names for all these operations. And just,
well, look at the helmets. Look at all of it. It's the whole... Cliff, finish up. Go ahead.
I guess my point was, I was just reiterating what you were saying about what was happening in Chechnya, that the Germans used their own police to kill innocent German civilians and then use their prisoners.
We didn't hang up on you. Your phone got disconnected, Cliff.
Okay.
Oh, no, you had call waiting. When someone calls you, it does that blip out thing. Go ahead and finish up. Okay, we'll let Cliff go. He's getting calls, and they're clicking in on him. Let's go to Michelle in Rhode Island. Michelle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Paul. You do a great job on the website, Paul. I love it, and I learn a lot from it. Thank you very much. Just a small example of the police state. I on the news last night, there's a community near Providence called Central Falls. It's kind of a bad, poor side of town. And I guess there was a man who had a dispute with his neighbor, and he was running around with a gun, and they were trying to find him. And they put people out of their homes last night, and it's down below freezing here this time of year.
Yeah, they never did that before, but now if somebody sees a gun, they'll evacuate a whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
if NATO's coming to Colorado Springs, they'll evacuate whole neighborhoods.
On the news last night, they had the SWAT teams going into people's homes, and the lady said, they came into my home and put me out on the street. Now, how are people safer on the street than in their homes? In the freezing cold.
Well, look, they give them these policies to train us that there's no Fourth Amendment, that they can do whatever they want to us whenever they want.
Well, what should I do, Alex? Should I go down to the police station and give them the website Police and Military Against the New World Order, or what should I do?
I would do that. I would get my videos and make copies of them and give it to them. I would go speak before the city council and say,
yeah,
you better change this policy. This is wrong.
Yeah. Well, we already are going before the city council to get the Patriot Act. You know, we're opposing the Patriot Act.
But see, everything's this emergency society now. For any reason, we have to leave our homes and go to the emergency relocation centers. The children are loaded on buses and drills and taken to the emergency relocation center. They're drug tested. There's cameras everywhere in the bathrooms.
Well, everybody needs to be serious about this and speak up about it. And anybody who sees this in their community needs to speak up about it and educate their police and their sheriff department. So thank
Absolutely.
You, Alex, and God bless you.
Hey, thank you. Good to hear from you, Michelle. Another call from Rhode Island. Mark in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. And Paul, how are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We're here fighting the globalists.
We do certainly appreciate that, Alex. Hey, Alex, Paul, I was a couple of instances of media brainwash that kind of just stick in my mind, and I'd like to bring one up, and I'm sure you guys remember this, but it was a little after 9/11. I can't remember exactly what time, but maybe a few days, when they had the big rubble in New York City, and President Bush came there, and he was walking among the rubble, and all the guys were around there, the firemen, the policemen, you know, regular.
And he was saying the people that knocked these buildings down, they're going to knock them down.
Yeah, they're going to hear from us, and then you see this group mentality, you know, all these, you know, big macho. You know, macho, hey, you know, we're going to get them, you know, that attitude.
And there they are with the person that did it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I still think of that, you know, that image, how that played, and I think back to it. You know, it just continues in so many ways. Then I can think back of a radio station. I can't remember the neocon guy who it was, but...
Tell you what, stay there, Mark, and then we'll go to Joel and Spencer, and then we're going to end our interview with Paul Watson. I really appreciate riding shotgun with us. We got one more segment with him. Then in the third hour, a ton of other news items and key info we haven't even gotten to yet. Believe me, I've only gotten halfway through the stack. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Hey, Martha, what's this show about? Well, it's about waging war on corruption. That's the answer, folks. Third hour is going to be totally jam-packed. Got a bunch of callers here. We'll get to everybody. 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Mark and Joel and others here in the final segment of this hour, and then to Spencer and others, I want to remind the listeners that I am going to be in Houston, Texas next Saturday. Not tomorrow, but next Saturday, about 7.5 days from now. I'll be there at 6 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House Movie Theater at West Oaks Shopping Center in West Houston. The details are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to give a 30-minute speech. We're going to show 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Then I'm going to take questions for about 15 minutes. Then we're going to have a brief recess, intermission, I believe they call it, and we're going to show They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. Believe me, you want to see this movie. A great place to network, a lot of wonderful folks. I'll be there with my books and videos and Paul's book and all the great stuff as well. And so I hope to see you in Houston, Texas next Saturday, 7.5 days from now. Details at Infowars.com. The Alamo Draft House, the West Oak Shopping Center in Houston, Texas. Also, I've made 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. These are powerful videos. You need to have them. I authorize you to make copies of them. I want you to get them and force multiply the info. The majority of those that see the videos are waking up. We have a tool that will unlock people's minds. Get them, make copies, and give the copies as gifts this Christmas season. Just get it out to people. It's so important. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order the books, the videos, all the great stuff online. And get a great book. Get Order Out of Chaos by Paul Watson. Because, number one, it's a great book. Number two, it supports Paul's work with PrisonPlanet.com as my webmaster. So take action, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Mark in Rhode Island, go ahead and finish up your comments.
Hey, Alex. I was going back to a little bit more mass media mind manipulation and control. And when Attorney General Ashcroft there, when he was nominated for Attorney General, and he was running and the push was on to get him in there, I remember I was listening to a show, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he used a song from the late 50s, that song Johnny Angel. Do you remember that song?
No.
It's an old song, Johnny. It was sung by a woman. It was a big popular song. They basically took the words out of that song and basically superimposed Johnny Ashcroft, how I love him, da da da. And he goes, Attorney General for me. And he would play it over and over. And I'm thinking to myself, this is incredible.
And they were talking about how he was a Christian conservative.
Yeah.
We got to get him in there. And I went, wait a minute. He's tried to pass all this draconian legislation in the past. He's a phony. He's part of that weird brotherhood group. It's a complete fraud. Thanks for the call, Paul Watson. We're going to break and come back with calls the next hour. You're going to leave us here, but Joel and Spencer and everybody will get to you. Paul, any final comments here in the 60 seconds we've got left?
Just about the book. I hope people do get the book, because we've had a lot of stuff coming out recently about astronomical events like these sunspot activity and all this sort of thing. In the book, I actually get into the fact that not only is the UFO movement funded by the elite, but this whole intergalactic threat by way of asteroids, etc., is funded. I mean, we got Steven Spielberg, public Bilderberg member who attended the 99 meeting in Sintra, Portugal. I talk about the public evidence of how he was involved in secret briefings at U.S. Air Force bases, and they told him to make a series of films about an astrological threat, and that's why we got Deep Impact, etc., all these movies after that. So,
and that's even come out on PBS, that they've had this working group trying to get the media to create fear. Good point. Paul, thanks for coming on the show. The book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. $19.95 for one copy, your second copy, $11.95. All right, third hour, straight ahead. You don't want to miss it. Your calls and then the news. We'll be back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All